Time for speed jokes. We do this every day about now. They are sponsored by our friends at Team Hochberg. You send in jokes, we read jokes. You laugh, we laugh. We replay them at 1:38. Tom Edson of Sheboygan sent a joke and wrote, "Hey, John Williams, this year I will be using my Speed Joke coffee mug as a Christmas tree topper. See photo." Wow. Wally Pasco from Mount Prospect sent a joke. Ken Dudick from beautiful downtown Bolingbrook did too. Fran Rivett in Morris, thank you. Ken Craig in Mundelein got your joke. Sally Pace sent one, and Jim Richards, the owner of Richards Music and Electronics in Joliet, sent us a joke along with this note. "I know you may not use this joke, but I gotta try to get my wife Jane that Speed Jokes coffee mug for Christmas." Gary Wenzel in Prospect Heights wrote, "Dear John Williams, I'm taking time out of my busy retirement schedule to send you what I believe will be a winning entry, in anticipation of which I have already cleared space on my mantle for the coveted Speed Jokes one pint glass. Please give my sympathies to all of the other entrants who will lose." Bwaha!
In the following scene, Dave Bennett will portray a student of archaeology, and John Williams will star as the professor.
"Hey, Professor, did you discover anything interesting at the Malagigi Archipelago?"
"Well, I sure did. We discovered a palm frond that can be made into suppositories to cure constipation."
"Do they really work?"
"Yep, the natives say, with fronds like those, who needs enemas?" "That's what the natives say. Why did the deer get braces? He had buck teeth." Peggy Hacker wrote in to say, "Hey, John, I don't want kids, but I would love to have an epidural." This is telling. "I just paid a 12-month membership to my gym, and my credit card company called to see if it was stolen." "Hey, if Napoleon Bonaparte and Napoleon Dynamite had a kid, what would that be called?"
"That would be Napoleon Blonaparte."
In the following scene, Dave Innitt will portray a doctor treating John Williams, who will star as a shoplifter with a bellyache.
"I am now a shoplifter with a bellyache, just so you know, that's critical." "Hey, what have you got for me, Doc?"
Kleptobismol.
Guy comes home from the ear doctor with new hearing aids. His wife says, "Well, can you hear me now?" He says, "Oh, crap," starts to adjust them. She says, "They're not working." He says, "No, they are." Hey, who's Santa's favorite singer? That's Elvis. No, who's Santa's favorite singer? That would be Elfish Parsley. "And my pet mouse died last night."
"How'd he die?"
"He was caught in a trap."
I think you should do joke aid again.
Yeah. Yeah.
He says, "No, I can hear you perfectly."
No.
Okay, here it comes. "Who is Santa's favorite singer?" "Elfish Presley."
There you go.
There you go.
"What did I say?"
"Elfish Parsley."
Parsley, doggone it.
I didn't want to correct you on the air, so I just thought having you redo it would be the cleanest way to...
Oh, yeah, this
that.
Has been the cleanest way to handle it, Dave. This has been really seamless and smooth.
Thank you.
You know, we replay it at 1:38 today. None of this.